Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I hope to open the conversation about working parents a bit. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier, to find out how they balance being a dad with a successful career. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, fighters, to The Lucky Die. Previously, Laffin reveals a hack, Ralph finds a murder basement, Squash rewinds time, and Zoltana is invited in for a cup of tea. The team find a house in the woods inhabited by a creepy and eccentric woodsman. After talking at length with a hag in disguise, it is discovered that his basement contained a teleportation room. And the hag was just another disguise for Daichin, who teleported away with Claws, Tuck, and the lodge member. Where did he take our friends? Was this always a disguise for him? And what information did Daichin glean from this encounter? I guess you're about to find out. Welcome back to The Lucky Die.
I want
the listeners to know that V started this with a shrug. Well, what do you want to do? Your move.
Well, I think it's very obvious what Squash is doing. He's running upstairs to the front of the house.
Okay. Yeah, you're kind of met by like Damaz and Helsif and Demi, who are like running around to the side because they knew you were like in that general direction. Mm-hmm. Relief all around when everybody is reunited.
What do you mean relief all around? What?
Elise just kind of like is staring at the empty space. It's like,
how do we follow
them? So,
do we? We saw a rune with that. I tried to ask the specters. I couldn't get to them.
I'm already on it. And Laffin is aggressively concentrating as he tries to use find creature.
Sure.
He's not targeting Daichin because Daichin probably has some bullshit against that. But I'm hoping that Claws doesn't.
If it's creature, I think you can also do a person.
Yeah, so. I could.
But Tuck's 100% super dead already.
No!
So Tuck would be our corpse.
Tuck has that bullshit ability that all fucking monks do. I can run forever really fast. Fuck you, Tuck.
Claws can play dead. Claws can play dead, V. Hey, V. Claws can pretty easily.
Neil.
Probably.
Neil. Please roll a performance check.
I'm excited about this.
Because an argument could be made, there was a lich, and we have taken an undead bear away from a lich.
27. That's good at performance.
I'm not setting your minds at... I'm not... Yes, I remember that as soon as I said performance. I'm like, shit.
V writing in notes.
Never Claws use performance again.
when it becomes obvious that Claws is missing, like Tio just kind of puts his little paws on the back of your leg, looking around for Claws. Like,
Okay. Roll picks Tio.
You'll find out the result of Claws's performance of pretending to be more dead. cool. All right, tell me about find creature.
It takes an hour of concentration, but I can basically learn a general area of where they are, region, city, town, village, or district, pinpointing within an area between 1 and 3 miles on a side, DM's choice. And if they're on another plane of existence, I learn which plane.
They are definitely on our plane of existence.
Thank God. Gods.
Gods. You sense... are you doing this, instant, or are you... Oh, it's passing
it takes
time
an hour.
Of an hour. Are you just going to sit on the floor and just like, yep, I got this?
It takes all of his concentration to not get outrageously upset and angry, but he is focusing. He is dedicated to the job. The job's not done yet.
Okay. All right.
There's an hour.
There's an hour.
Yes. 1 hour. Elise just... sits on the floor, kind of not exactly next to you, Laffian, but she just looks done. She's very upsetty right now.
At some point during the concentration, he'll whisper to her, just, I'll find them. I'll find them.
I know. It's, we're not losing him again. It's not happening. So we're right here this time. We're right here and we're going to see them and I'm going to get married and Zoltano's going to be the best man and I'm going to get to punch her at the wedding and it's going to be amazing. Not losing him.
I would pay to see that.
But she just looks done. I'm following the rules. It was either a wedding or a funeral. I don't remember which, but someone ends up punching the priest. I don't remember which ceremony
it was. It's both.
Okay. All right. It's both. Okay, yeah, at least she's trying to stay calm. Like, she's making a concerted effort. I feel like, Squash, you were about to try and do something.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
We're only about 3 hours outside of town. If we dawdle, we're throwing away a lot of time, respectively to the time we have or have used. We need to move. We need to be moving right now. I don't know how we can, if we can fashion some kind of cart or something for Laffian to sit in. We need to move.
We need to kill him. We need...
Yes! That's clearly the point.
I'll do whatever Squash says. Can I pick up Laffian and carry him over my shoulder? Like,
there's no rule saying I can't concentrate and walk.
Yeah, but we all know that that's not what it means. I would say that if you are mounted and somebody else is controlling the vehicle, I would allow that. But I think, like, walking and trying to concentrate, you know. I'm going to say that, yeah. As long as someone else is in control of your, like, fucking vehicle, then yes, you can on the move concentrate.
I am the Damas, vehicle. Don't... I am slinging him over my shoulders.
Zoltana, I think Damas
you have
has...
Electo.
Electo or Damas has access to find steed, I think.
Yeah.
So we have options.
What if I want to sling him over my shoulders?
You can carry him another day. We don't want you to wind yourself carrying his heavy body.
Excuse you.
Wow.
Back to concentrating, Laughing.
Fine, I will.
Stop it.
Fine, I will. I will have him. I will have Electo.
I did not start the scene trying to be funny, but it ended up trying to be funny. So
you're just a really funny person, and V, you need to accept the fact that Aethor is really funny.
We make humor in the darkest of situations.
Yes, that's our trademark. Brand. That's our brand. Nailed it. Electo understands the severity of the situation, and she takes Laffian without any like pushback or anything. She's 100% on board for helping. Damaz can summon Steed, and I'm going to say that that could take two people, and I'm going to say Electo would take Zoltana and Laffian. There's just nobody else that can do that.
I was not looking to put everybody on animal. I was just making the point that we had animals to move Laffian.
Oh, okay.
In that case,
yes, that's fine.
Yeah, we lost Claw, the other mount, earlier, so the logistics are gone.
Okay. Nymverna just kind of like rolls her shoulders and she says, well, when I was this way before, I remember coming down this hill, so I know it's up this way. It's just up, and then we should start seeing some houses in the trees. It's not more. I mean, we could run or just march, I guess.
Let's get going. We need to be quick, as we can be.
Okay.
Laffian using his ability to pinpoint Tuck will probably be paramount to finding exactly the placement of Dacian's lair.
You'll make your way up the hill. Laffian on Electo with Zoltana guiding and making sure that there's no... she doesn't bolt off. It's a very quiet walk. Nobody's really saying much. You keep climbing up, and after about an hour, two things happen, Laffian. First of all, you get a ping on your locate creature.
Okay.
Claws is somewhere in this hill within a 2-mile radius. As if you are climbing a big-ass hill, somewhere inside that landmass is where Claws is.
Oh, what? V.
Just...
and
just saying.
We're on top of the hill.
Yeah, you guys are going up the hill, yeah.
Okay. And the other thing?
You finally get a response back from Monarch.
Okay.
And he shows you... he shows you two runes.
Uh-huh.
One is a complicated array of circles of different thicknesses, different sizes, and they're not concentric with one another. They just seem to be a random mess. And the other one is a mixture of runes and sigils that you're more used to seeing in magic. The circles only is not a thing that you're really aware of. But the runes, the various shapes, that's a more familiar rune to you, kind of more understand what that one is. And you see both of those, and Marnak says, he follows it up with, there you go, that's, take those out. I suspect there's two of each if they are managing to maintain this veil between the worlds. Sorry, between the planes.
He says all that. Laffian takes it all in. And then there's a flood of the last 10 minutes back through the line.
It's a little while before he responds. Let me just do one check.
Tell Thorin, I said, fuck you.
Yep.
He gets a very quick flash of that.
We'll derail. I don't do that.
Not the most in one thing right now. Oh, okay. Fine. It's a little bit of time later.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel a rush of energy as he sends you 8 psi points.
That helps a lot.
Yeah, you just feel that energy being rushed back. And he's like, all right, I just keep us posted. I think there's some time dilation between us because of the stalking. Just got to remember that. Good luck.
I send him brain hug.
Brain hug returned.
And then Laffian very quickly, like, takes out a piece of parchment, sketches down the runes, and is like, pass this around. This is what we're looking for in terms of the runes. Monarch just got back to me. There's going to be 2 of each of them that we need to keep an eye out for. Wow, it's the first time I actually talked as Demi there for a second. You actually understood me there.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
Okay, so I just got done doing my thing with the brain, with tracking, and wow, okay. So, oh.
Breathe.
Do we need to destroy all 4, or is it enough to like knock out 1 or 2?
All 4.
You see Emil just kind of like shake his head when you say, do we only have to? And he's like,
sorry, son. It's all 4 runes or nothing.
As for where they are, they're right beneath this hill, in some radius of 2 miles or so. But they're definitely under that. And that's as much as I was able to trace.
That kind of makes sense. And Nivena kind of looks up as you're all walking. She helps you off, Electo, who seems to be done with your nonsense now.
Thank you.
That kind of tracks with what I know. When I was here before, I saw them just going into something and traveling down. I didn't investigate much more, to be honest, but that makes sense.
So there's some kind of tunnel or hidden entrance somewhere around here. Do you remember if you followed the road to its extent, or did you go off-road at some point?
It was at the edge of the town. There was this big tree. And people were, I could see them just going into the house and then traveling down inside the tree. The gentleman in black who has joined you says, yeah, that makes sense. There were the blacksmith and the inn. They both had places far below the earth. Perhaps one of them is leading to where you want.
If we go into the town, almost guaranteed they're all going to turn against us. If there's an entrance that's just outside the town, we may be able to go undetected. Assuming that Daichin didn't already alert them to our presence.
I guess if I'm back, they might come after me. I could distract them. I couldn't do it for very long on my own. But I could certainly give it a go.
I'm fairly certain they would find it very difficult to contend with you.
That's my hope. I mean...
Is that really what you want? To fight the people of your town?
I think so. I mean, they are responsible for my death.
They are. There's no changing that. It's just... I can't help but see a little bit of my hometown and yours. The very similar thing happened there. Daichin, the healer, came and he saved us all from weratism while experimenting on us. They tried to kill me when they found out I wasn't with Daichin anymore. But I'm not mad at them, I'm mad at Daichin. He's the one who poisoned my town. He's the one who took something beautiful and corrupted it and twisted it until it became horrendous, because gave it spikes and... Sorry, this is your vengeance, I shouldn't...
Well, I understand that's how you feel, but you're alive, mate.
Yeah.
You can make things right. You can go back and fix your town. Apparently I'm dead. There's no fixing anything for me. There's no life for me, mate. Glad you can find your peace, but... Nah. It's not my peace.
I know. I want to believe that
I'm not mad at the people, and I want to believe that if they had hurt me, I wouldn't be mad at them, but different people.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I hope whatever it is you find back in your home, when you fix it, if you go back.
There's no fixing it, but I have to go back. This is an irrevocable poison.
Nivana kind of like pipes up and she says, I can probably stay out here with Thaddeus. I really shouldn't be going in anyway.
I don't know, that was some pretty mean spellcasting you did back there.
Yeah, different spell set now. And she looks over at Sultana. Mm. I thank you for that. But I think it would be better for me to be out here. I have other lives to think of. And if I can help make a distraction so you guys can get down there, I'll stay with Thaddeus.
Wait, did I forget something or is she pregnant? And she told us and we
can ask her.
Did she tell us she's pregnant?
Nope.
Zoltana's gonna look at her and go and point to her stomach.
Well, yes, if you want to be crass, yes.
Zoltana is just gonna run up and hug her.
Okay. Thanks, I guess.
Congratulations! Yeah, stay up here.
Congratulations.
Right, so you're staying up here. Yeah, I agree.
I'm not useless, but it's all any of us have left to Talvin, and I can't risk that now. I'm sorry, Zoltana, I can't.
Hey, our vengeance is for the future generations, and what use is it to clear up the world for the future generations if we don't protect them while they're still in, you know. If you're gonna have a kid, stay up here. That's totally fine.
Thank you. And I think between Thaddeus and I, we can make sure that nobody follows you down. You see Damas kind of like go over and just like put an arm around her. All right, then.
We need to get moving.
Yeah.
Laffian, about your gate
real
spell.
Quick.
Yeah.
Real quick.
When it comes to it, if we have the opportunity, I want Squash to get the killing blow.
Well, killing.
Yeah.
Sultana, thank you so much. As much as I despise Dachin and everything he's done, I don't want the satisfaction of being the one. I just need it to be done.
That's fair. I'm not saying to hold off for you if it's not feasible, but I'm saying if it's feasible that I think that you should get it because he's hurt you the most. And
Squash looks at Thaddeus.
Thaddeus.
Yeah.
But Thaddeus is staying up here to, you know, take watch.
No,
unless, can you possess people? Could you come down and possess him?
What?
Wait.
No. Zoltana. Wait,
no. No.
Curveball. No. Thrown.
No. I don't know exactly how long I've been dead.
You've been dead for 13 years.
Oh, well, all right, fuck. I don't feel that strong.
Well, too bad, because it would be super helpful to, you know, have him possessed and then we could just bring him back.
Just office space.
As you guys are talking, those of you with highest perception notice it first. The trees around you, although you're walking it in like the sun, which is beginning to set, you notice that the trees and the ground around you that the plants, they're beginning to be really pale in color, like someone's washed out the browns and the greens and the pinks and the purples. You notice them beginning to be washed out from the surroundings. And as you walk further and further through this forest upwards, you notice that all the color seems to just be going.
What?
And as you look upwards into the sky, you realize it's just an inky blackness. There is not a single star to be seen.
What?
Didn't I hear a weird, like, fucking premonition recently? When the stars go out or something? What am I thinking of?
I rolled a con save. I did fine.
That's fair, Neil. That's fair.
Am I making that up, V?
I don't remember, to be totally honest.
I might be pulling from different media.
Possibly. However, so the stars have been going out fairly recently, just bits and pieces here and there, but there were still a lot of stars when I looked at the stars yesterday. Well, the day before. Well, when I was out on the surface last, there was a lot more stars than there are now, and there are no stars at all. And I think it's probably due to the fact that we're shut off from the rest of the Sentinel and from the Celestial Plane, so now we can't see any of that. So I think that maybe us being cut off means that we can't see anything at all, or the Blissful Eclipse really is actually here, and we're hurtling through time at a different space to everything else, and now we're just going to be too late. I don't know.
We're all past that.
Equally fair.
Okay, not to be the logical, rational person here, because that's not usually my job, but Demi, breathe.
Gonna breathe. I'm just a little difficult right now. A lot of worry. I'm breathing.
We need to go.
Thank you.
Yes. 10 deep breaths. Right now. Question. I'm going to go up and pat Rawl gently on the cheeks.
Two.
In through the nose, out through the mouth.
Lafian, what are the... Can you open a gate somewhere where you know it is, but can't see?
No, not unless I have an anchor point. So if we found the entrance to the tunnel, I could put an anchor point there. And then if it's within a mile range, I could always bring us back to the entrance.
The thing I'm thinking is polymorph you into something small. Me and you sneak in. We find the entrance together. We open a gate to get the rest of the people in so we don't have to hurt the townspeople.
I can absolutely do that as long as it's within the range. Otherwise, I would have to pop out in order to drop another anchor. Because I can chain the anchors, it's just...
Gotcha.
But that's yes, I could do that. Do. I could turn us invisible. That's an option as well.
Because I don't want to hurt the people. I don't want
he
to
does,
hurt the
though.
People. I know. And Thaddeus has the right to... The vengeance that he desires, I just want him to have at least one last choice, whether he wants the people or...
You know, there was a point if I had died and I had become like this, that I probably would have tried to kill a Thorin and probably some others. I get it. And they were all just following orders too. I guess.
Yeah.
It doesn't change. Some things.
We need to do what we need to do for the greater good right now.
Okay, for the greater good, then I'm guessing a rat, bat, or a cat, my friend. What's your poison?
Am I going to be able to do this when I'm polymorph? I think I can. I should be able to. It's all mental abilities. I don't have to spellcast.
Well, I think if... You get to a place and you're not seen, and that's where you manage to weigh down your anchor, and then you can create a gate, then you'll probably be okay. Give me a second.
Okay.
I might have a better idea.
I mean, I could have just...
Along those lines.
I could just turn us invisible.
I would be wary of that. A lot of things can see through invisibility, but not many things, unless they know that they're looking at something polymorphed, know that they're looking at something polymorphed, and I would rather you guys be safe than not safe if you're going to go in there and do this ridiculously the way you are. Just give me a second. I need to check something.
Okay. All right. I mean, it's a fair strategy. Some of you are not very...
It's a good strategy. I love it.
Stealthy.
I mean, there's a lot less death in it, but it's good.
Graf shows up behind us. Let's blow up the mountain. Pull the fucking
Halcyon
mountain.
Brings out her sword, like, they're fucking into it.
Fuck yeah.
It doesn't even have any effects.
Isn't there a tabaxi we can bully until they give us explosives?
Okay. I can polymorph two of you, like I did before.
Okay.
And I know that Emil can do the same, with only one person, not two people. So we can send three of you, at least we can have more people already through just in case something goes wrong.
I'm fine with that if it isn't running your resources, spending a lot of your energy.
I mean, it's sending some of my energy, but if we don't do this, we're dead anyway, so there'll be no energy left at all. So I would rather that you guys be safe and have more than you need than
Makes
need
sense.
It, and we can't get to you, so...
Yeah.
We can do that.
Okay, so... What about this, then? Polymorph, myself, Zoltana, and Rahl. We'll all hang out with Squash. We'll go down. I'll lay my anchor point at the entrance, and then when we get down there, I'll open the gate, get everybody through, and then we do whatever it is we need to do.
Okay, so anchor at the edge of the town as often as you need, and then open up a gate and that we can get through. Okay, all right. I can, so long as there aren't any anti-teleportation magics around you, I can always get to Squash anyway. Damn it, I really wish you could just, like, communicate with me on any fucking problem. There would be a difference, but yes, let's do that. All right, what do you want to be? Cat, bat, rat, mouse? I could turn you into a turtle. That's always a fun thing to be.
I want the three of them to choose their form. I desperately want to know what they want their character to be.
Rahl was the bat before when we did this, and he had a blast, so I think that...
Clearly, I'm the cat. All right.
So a little kitten.
The angriest looking kitten you've ever seen.
Swolest fucking kitten.
Okay. All right. You see Demi, like, lift her hands, and you see her just flick her wrist twice, and the pair of you change into a bat for Rahl and a cat for Zoltana. Emil looks at Laffian and says, "So, pick your poison, kid."
Actually, you know what? Make me an owl.
Who's going to be turned into an owl?
Okay, stop that, Aethel.
Who's going to get his ass kicked?
Meh, 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 meh.
I'll see you later.
Owl about that.
Emil reaches out and you feel everything inside you twist and change until you have turned into an owl. I'm not playing this game, guys. Stop it. So this one's going to be called Cat, Bat, and Owl Burglar.
I'm not being turned into a rat.
Cat, Bat, and Owl.
For flavor, I'm saying that Laughing gets turned into a black and white owl.
Yep, that's cool. You get turned into all these small,
well, I'll be damned,
creatures. This is driving me batty.
I would like to roll to attack with my talon against Rahl.
Oh, no.
No, please don't do that. If you take him out of polymorph, I'm not undoing it.
Wow, you're multi-talented.
Dayton turns up. Dayton
ends the world.
Please, just Dayton, just put us out of our misery, please.
Anyway, you're all turned into creatures, with the exception of Squash. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do?
It was the blacksmith.
I'm going to lick my paws.
Was it the hotel or bar owner that had?
Yeah. So one was the inn, and one was the blacksmith. As you guys get much, much closer to it, I'm going to hold off the polymorph until you're actually basically there.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, a few hours pass and you can see in the distance, you can see some of those houses up in the trees. And that's when Banff polymorph happens. As you make your way towards there, you can see that on the edge of town, actually, as you get there and you see the town, you can see that there are some people still walking around. They're talking to one another. You can see them climbing up into the trees in the canopy itself. You can see them beginning to rest. They also have no colors whatsoever.
Everything is shades of gray and black and white. There's no color at all. You four stand out, apart from the owl and the bat, because you are also black and white.
What about my off-white cloak? Does it not blend in well?
It is not blending in well because it is off-white, you know, eggshell or dark or no! cream, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Fuckers.
It is not white.
Nah, worth a try.
If I turn Squash invisible, are we considered being carried?
Yeah, I'm carrying you fuckers. Would you consider a person being carried by a horse when they're riding a horse?
Yes.
Okay.
Then yes, sure, you're being carried.
This is my argument.
Just so that we can get past these people, because Laughing can clearly see that we're kind of sticking out a little.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Squash is the king of stealth, though. No one fuck is going to see him. Gods don't see this dude. Like,
You say that, but I rolled a 2 on my initiative. I rolled, like,
shit. Yeah, but you don't have reliable talent on those.
I mean, if we're not sticking out that badly, like, if Squash can stealth us, then we're fine.
It's very easy for you to attempt this. Make a stealth check then, my friend. Since you are carrying / guiding your compatriots, whether they're flying nearby or they're just like hiding under your cloak, whatever, you're in charge of this.
All right. Just a normal stealth. Boop.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 26.
We're all in T.O. We're flying around together.
No. You can tell as you're flying around that T.O. is looking for claws.
Oh. And everybody cried.
How could this happen to me?
You stealth your way through grey bushes. You carefully make sure that the plants aren't pushed aside as you're making your way towards this tree on the edge of the town. You can see that up above, this clearly was the forge or still is the blacksmith. You can see that there are still like a lot of smoke coming out the top of it. You can see a lot of people leaving this area. A couple of them are still milling around up there, but for the most part, it's mostly quiet. Scale up the tree. Nobody's seen you. You sneak your way very quietly. The various animals upon your person holding their breath, not wanting to give you away. You sneak into the blacksmith itself. You can see there is someone working the bellows, and the fireplace is giving out this white illumination, making the kind of greys and the blacks of this area just slightly whiter. You can see right next to the forge, there is a trapdoor. It's mostly open. You can see that this is a thing that people use fairly often. Go for the trapdoor. You look, and it doesn't appear to be locked. It doesn't appear to have any traps on it. Do you want to make sure?
Yeah. One second.
Is it a trapdoor or is it a trapdoor?
I'm going to cast Detect Magic on myself.
As your eyes turn multiple colors as you're looking at this door, you don't see any magic from the trapdoor itself. Looking around you, there is clearly necromantic magic and transformation magic and alteration magic all around you. It's just in everything. And you also notice that this heavy aura of magic all around you is beginning to affect yourself and your companions. You can see it beginning to cling to your arms and to your legs. You are beginning to be affected by whatever this is.
Your eyes are glowing colors. They stick out.
I know. You can't say that. You're a bat.
Squeak. Squeak, squeak, motherfucker.
Don't squeak. You'll give him away.
I'm not squeaking. I'm joking.
Don't squeak, motherfucker. We just hear behind us. Koss. This is how we'll find him.
Are you opening the trapdoor?
If I can't find any magic or traps about, then yes. I am going to, of course, search for normal traps, if that is an investigation or a perception.
No, I'm just going to give it to you as red. Like, there isn't a mechanical trap here. Yeah. Like, there's just none. Okay. Like, you would know that. I know your role is minimum of, like, fuck you-ism, so fuck it. You very carefully and quietly open the trapdoor. You very carefully and quietly make your way down. And as you look down, as you begin to climb down, you can see that Nirvana was kind of right. You can look out and you can see the trees a little bit. There's just these little cracks in the side of the tree that you're climbing down and into. The ladder is pretty well worn. It's been here a fair amount of time. As you climb further down and down, when you hit the bottom, you're down in the trees, in the tree root itself, you notice that there is a change in the magic here. There is something that is going to actually, I'm going to make you roll an Arcana. Otherwise, I'm not going to give you anything useful.
You bastard. That's a 14.
The magic that you're seeing is kind of similar to that giant rune that was in Geerta. There's something about it that's just not right.
Did the rune in Geerta prevent teleporting too, right?
Yes.
I turn to the owl, Alafian.
Who?
You, my friend.
Who?
There's going to be something here similar to the runes in Geerta. Will your portal be able to get through that, or will that block it?
He just shakes his head.
Don't know, or...
He's going side to side.
It's not going to block your magic.
No.
It's going to block your magic.
He's going up and down now.
All right. Then we might need to drop the gate here to be able to get them in here.
Okay.
I wanted to go further, make them have to track less distance, but it is what it is.
So you want me to port them in here?
Yeah, if we go any further in, if I'm understanding the situation correctly, the further we go in, the more Geerta magic is going to be preventing and what's it called?
From what Squash understands, if you guys go much further forward, you aren't going to be able to teleport shit.
Okay, so then I've got the one gate back where they are. I've got the anchor
that's
back there.
Well within a mile, yeah, well within the mile.
Okay, if this is as far as we can go reasonably, then yeah, he'll open up the portal.
Okay. Your colleagues, friends, family, shit ton of NPCs, all find yourselves very, very quickly in this kind of very narrow-ish area underneath the tree. You can hear people moving about above. You can hear nature around you.
Squash just does the finger to his mouth. And yeah. He's going to do one last glance. Did Thaddeus come through?
No. Nirvana is not with either.
Good. I mean, who?
And Squash is going to start leading the pack. He has detect magic on, and he is perceptive at all times, trying to watch out and make sure that there's nothing there. Squash also is ready to go into his backpack and get out the onyx pin of Daedjin, which would give whoever has it advantage on saving throws against Daedjin magic.
Yeah, I believe it's in somebody's bag of holding.
I believe it is in mine, because I was the one arguing about it.
Will I say yes?
I want to say yes. Unless Arch remembers it differently.
As all of you begin to walk into this kind of narrow corridor beneath the tree, you find yourself going down further and further. The small amount of light granted by the cracks in the trees just completely disappear. And then very, very quietly, you hear a very quiet, hushed voice say, "I can't see anything."
We had a human with us.
Yeah.
It's Demi.
Yeah. She can't see shit because she doesn't have witch sight. She very quietly then says, "I think we're far enough away that we can probably talk a little bit." And then Emil says,
if we cannot teleport here, I'm going to have to wait at the edge. I will have to follow you down when I have my refractory. I can't take him down without it, and they cannot get it to me if I'm not here.
Stay safe, Emil.
He nods, and he kind of makes his way back up. Trampel very quietly says, I can't see either. And I think maybe just in case there's trouble, should probably, you know, stay with Emil.
Are you saying that because you think you need to stay back, or are you saying that because you're afraid?
Column A, column B.
You two stay safe, I guess.
Yeah, you and all. And with that, he very quickly catches up with Emil.
Does he have dark vision, Trampel, or Emil?
Nope, he's a human.
No. The spell.
Emil's like, literal shit. I don't know. Does the shittiest wizard on earth have dark vision?
Does nobody have anything to give Demi so she can see?
It's fine. Just
I can go into Tio and do that, and someone can use my ring.
It's attunement. Are we still animal forms or okay. No? I guess that's
it's up to you.
All right, I don't think there's much point.
Like it wouldn't have. It's not an hour. You can break out if you want to by like you know.
I peck myself.
Flying into a wall or scratching yourself. Like or you can just indicate that you want the spell to end.
Not the worst idea to stay in animal form.
Well, except for the part where people can't see.
Oh, can you give people dark vision or whatever?
No, but I can see in the dark and help guide them.
Yeah, like, it's only one person, like, and she's more than willing just to put her hand on someone's shoulder. Like,
Okay.
I don't think we should waste people's energies doing something like this, so just guide me, and then I will cast Detect Magic, and then hopefully that will help at least with some of the things, because I'm kind of assuming that everything down here is going to be covered in magic, so I can probably just aim at the rough magical area.
Shit Wizard does have light. You can put it on a rock or something and just hide it between your hands.
I think that might give away our stealth aspect.
No, you keep it.
But then
keep it cupped so that they.
And then she kind of looks at Damaz and Helsif, which is fucking huge and just consistently not going to be sneaky anyway. It's like, yeah, I guess I can cast light. That's fine. And she just casts a very small amount of light in her hand. Just keeps her hand closed so she can just about see what's going on.
Use it like a flashlight. I don't know what that is, but use it like one of those.
It's okay. They have them at lighthouses, and you can just like, whew, light, whew, light. It's fine.
Nosebleed.
Okay. You are all making your way down. You walk down for a fair amount of time. An hour or more passes. I need each of you to make a con save, please.
Oh, no.
As the draining effect of the magic in this area begins to take its toll.
Oh, wait. I get to use my real dice.
You get to use your real dice, and we also have Zoltana's +4 aura.
So 10.
You know what? Fuck you. My bow has a second ability that I don't use often. As a reaction, reroll a save. No, I need to save that I'm fighting Dejan in 10 seconds.
I was about to say, are you sure about that?
Are you sure that's a one, lady?
What's Sultana's bonus? A 4?
Yep.
Okay, in that case, I got a 16.
Sultana still has a bardic inspiration, just letting you know.
Yeah, but we're fighting Dejan really soon, and I'd rather use it during the fight.
Okay.
All right. Let me just run through in my brain which NPCs we still have left. Helsif, she's with us.
Yeah, Helsif, Damas, and Demi
are not with us. Fighter's not with us. You have a ranger. Elise is with you. Tuck is not with you. Trampel is not with you. Claws is not with you. I also included Electo. She's kind of around. And you don't have a meal. All right. Let me just Just need to figure out how many more of you I can take out before we get there.
B.
Neil, as much as I love the fact that you all went in prepared, I also don't want to be spending 4 hours doing one turn, most of which is me talking. That's bollocks. You still have a fair amount of allies, so don't worry. You're fine.
I'm worrying.
And, you know, eventually, if you manage to deal with where it's gone, Emil may make it here in time to do what he needs to do. But that will come down to some dice rolls that you're about to do. All right. Let's do rolls for each of them. Success. Huge success. She's fine. Oh, I actually better click hers in. Oh, she's good. Oh, damn, she's well good. And then Damaz gives. Let's see how well he does. Damaz does not do well on his con save.
God damn it, Damaz.
All right. Everybody who got 16 or below.
Fuck.
Sorry. 16 or below, you have one level of exhaustion.
Oof. Join me. Ha ha ha. I rolled a 31 though, so.
Continue your way down. As you finish winding your way down, you come to a flatter area. It's no longer gradient to it. And you step out of this corridor leading down into a fairly open and large ledge. As you look around, look up and across, you see that over to your left and to your right, you are in a big chasm with a gushing waterfall off to your left-hand side. It's maybe 100 feet away, maybe hundreds of feet tall. The rushing of water cascades its sounds like layers in your ears, like hundreds of voices screaming as they fall from such heights, only to crash into the rocks below. And as you look down, you see a raging river, 80 feet below you. You hear the rushing of water and you see faces in the river, so many faces, crying out for help. Ahead of you, about 30-ish feet away, you can see that there is another platform, another ledge, and you can see it. You can see that one of this ledge is another hole in the rock face itself. And for those of you that you can see, those of you have dark vision, because you all have dark vision, it looks like it's leading downwards. And spanning the distance between you and there is a beam. A long, narrow beam, 30 feet long and barely a foot wide. Elise says, I can see that there's magic in the water. I think it's some sort of... Probably there's a darkness magic here. I think it's necromancy. Hey, I feel like we've done this before.
Quite literally.
Yeah. I miss Jens. Jen was good at this.
Demi, do you have access to your detect magic at whim? Or was that cut off from you?
She shakes her head and she says, my eyes, Grimsh eye, so when he's not here, I have nothing.
Understood. All right.
I can sit and cast it as a ritual.
No, we don't want to spend any more time than we have to here. Let me just detect magic on myself.
Squash, don't waste your magic. You don't have a lot left. We could tell.
At this point, it's irrelevant. We just need to get across. I think those who are more capable at things of acrobatic sorts need to go across, bring a rope, and we just need to be careful as we go across. There's not much else to it.
You can see Elise instantly looks at Ral, yeah. Remembering the insane acrobatics from before.
I can go. Do I need to take anything over there to help everyone else make it easier across or something?
Yeah, take this rope. Which I have in my inventory.
Okay.
Who carries rope? What a fucking nerd.
Which he hands me from his inventory.
Scoff.
Yeah, you can take the rope. So you're gonna make your way across the barely, you know, the very normal kind of beam across this river of souls.
Didn't you say 30 feet?
It's 30 feet from where you
river
are across,
what,
and it's six. It's 80 feet. Just don't worry about it, Neith. No problem.
Life water.
My
yeah, life water. Don't worry about it.
My suggestion here, Damaz, hold the other rope since you are a good anchor, shall we say.
He takes the rope, and then you hear him and Helsif conversing in Orcish, and she just reaches over and takes the rope from him. Like, she's clearly physically stronger than he is.
Overruled.
Okay. Listen, I don't know. That's fine. As long as somebody is an anchor point, so that if somebody falls, just because I know Rall doesn't have quite as much muscle mass.
Yeah. Are there walls to each side that Rall could just use this wall walking thing to, like, kind of cross the thing?
Not really. So it's like hundreds of feet in one direction, and that will be where the waterfall is, and hundreds of feet in the other direction. You're basically in a crack in the earth, formed by the waterfall and the river.
Can Rall up a waterfall?
Can Rall?
Yeah, let's have him run up the River of Souls.
Can Rall jump 30 feet? Is my next question.
Where would it tell me that?
So the running jump rules are weird and hard to find. So
I think I have them as handouts in here.
I'm looking at my monk stuff to see if there's anything obvious.
Because
when you make a long jump, cover a number of feet up to your strength score.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So Zoltana is the one that can actually do this running jump, not Rall.
Unless Rall used Step of the Wind.
Oh, wait, no, shit. Helsif will fucking nail that if she has the stats that I think she did.
She would need to have a 30 in strength.
Yeah. Does Rall have...
Oh, yeah, no way. No way anyone has 30 in strength.
Does Rall have the thing that, like, doubles your jump distance or whatever?
What is it called?
Step of the Wind.
It's a key point spending thing. Yeah, Step of the Wind.
Yeah. Dash or disengage. And your jump is doubled. I can double my jump with a key point.
Do you have a 15 in strength, though?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Do I have a 15 in strength?
You need a 15 minimum.
Oh, to be able to do that? No, I don't.
I could if I can cast jump on Zoltana.
Just have Zoltana jump over?
She's pretty strong, right?
I could do it. Sure, I'm strong as hell.
Zoltana against Helsif as anchor points. That's a good one.
And you're both pretty strong, so I think that kind of idea is super good.
I like that idea. Let's go with that.
All right. Demi, like, cracks her knuckles, and she puts her hands out, and she touches Zoltana, like, on the shoulder. And you feel like everything in you is exceptionally spry right now.
Oh, hell yeah.
You can, your jump distance is tripled.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, I'm a jump it.
Okay.
Well, you mean
yeah,
roll
I'm not
going to
make you do it. No, fuck that. Like, your distance is tripled anyway. It's fine. Good running jump. I'm going to say you have this. As you go step, you know, you kind of take that 10 feet running jump up and you kind of push yourself and launch yourself across this thing, you go surprisingly far, like you're flying through the air, except gravity is going to pull you down on the other side. And as you're about halfway through, all of you hear this sudden squawking sound of three. And then Zoltana lands.
Am I still a cat or am I a Zoltana?
You're a Zoltana at this point. Like,
I do the double fist to the air like Rocky.
You see Helsif, if you're holding on the rope on the other side, like lifting her hands up and like fucking applauding. Like,
what?
She can't share a language, but she appreciates like pure strength talent.
What was the noise? There's a voice, right?
Yeah, I heard that too.
Is that a bird?
Bird?
Yeah,
Yeah, Damas looks around equally confused as he's come to the same, like, idea.
V, I pull up the monocle that I totally acquired not
But legitimately?
Yes. The totally legitimately acquired.
Legitimate. Yes, totally legitimate. As you put the monocle on, and as you look around with your newfound invisibility sight, you can see a lot of ravens.
Ah.
They're just floating and flying around in the air, and they seem to be looking in the direction of the beam, but you don't know where they were looking before to see if this is a normal behavior or not. I mean, they're invisible ravens. You can assume it's not normal.
Okay, so I probably should have led with this, but there's a lot of ravens, it looks like, that are flying around and they're all invisible. And they all seem to be deadpan staring at the beam.
Huh.
So if I had to guess, they're probably going to come swooping down if we step on the beam.
But they were counting.
Yep, I kind of heard a three.
Yeah.
I mean, I made me imagine it, but I'm pretty sure I heard a three and not a, ah! It was pretty much like, three!
Let me try to pass using the ropes we have now and the beam. And let's just see what happens.
Okay, sure.
Squash is going to grab onto the rope and start passing along the beam.
And I'm watching the ravens as it goes.
I would like you to roll a acrobatics for me, please, with advantage, because you have the rope.
Thank you. Acrobatics. That's a 30. Keep tripping.
As you make your way along the beam, 30 isn't enough. You fall to your death. No. As you make your way along the beam, about halfway through, about halfway across, you just hear two. And most of the ravens turn and look even closer at the beam, and they seem to be flying even closer. Squash, because of your enhanced perception of everything that fuck is going around, you can feel the air moving around you as if there are multiple wings around you. But you make it across, despite the clawing, without a problem.
Huh. Do you think they go on one, or do you think that they go on zero?
I don't know.
I feel like you guys are shouting across, yeah, like the river itself is like, it is, quite it sounds loud. Like it's screaming consistently, yeah.
I don't know.
Huh. We need like a lot of flour or something.
Wait. Doesn't Sultana have like a thing that lets her fly?
Yeah, but like once. And not for very long.
Didn't we use that to attack Dachin?
Yeah.
Daily.
You have fly.
If you break it, it turns you into an asthma. Like.
Yeah, yeah, so.
But you can use it to fly without breaking it.
Fuck, we let Sultana jumped across. Sultana.
I forgot what I got. Shut up.
No. I'm wondering if you should jump over again and we can just see what the crows do. If they count up again?
I don't know. And then we don't know if we can get back is easy.
I don't know.
Don't come back. Don't come back.
Stay over there.
Come back.
Well, it's best persuasion check.
And if you ever come back, we'll kill you.
I was thinking what I was thinking of. I was trying to figure it out.
Well, how about this? How about one of us have a rope tied around us? We have rope enough to get our way across. And if they come for us, then we will just fall a little bit rather than falling into the river, which looks honestly kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
Who should go
next?
Maybe. Do you think it's the same? No, not at the same time.
I'll go. I get it.
Okay.
I mean, we could try going together and seeing which one of us makes it. I mean, the birds may have a problem with that, but we could give it a go.
It might make it more dangerous.
Okay, let's do the rope thing.
Yeah.
We need to do something. Just somebody go.
Not me. Demi ties the rope around her waist. Damaz takes the strain on it and very slowly lets her across. I need to make her roll in acrobatics. She has a zero in acrobatics, guys. This is going to suck. She makes it almost halfway across, and then you hear the crows, the ravens go, "Wan!" But they don't fly for her. They don't attack her. She continues making her way across. But just as she's kind of probably about 5-6 feet out from the other side, you can see her slip. And she kind of like, shoop, and falls a good distance. But Damaz will make a strength save. Damaz, do not let your sister fall. Thirsty, if this fails, this is your fault because you're not here.
Squash is definitely trying to help. I know he's tiny, but he's trying to help.
But you're so far away. You're like 5 feet away.
What? Wait, what?
What?
You went across, right?
No.
Yeah.
Wait.
The squash crossed.
Yeah, squash is across.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Demi fell about 5 feet away from the edge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like
so,
from your side.
Yeah. So I'm 5 feet away from her.
Yeah. You're 3 feet tall.
Okay.
How big? How long do you think your arms are? Like, squash is like a good one of these.
First of all, there's no full body picture of squash. I'm just going to make that point.
Yeah, but there's stats, and I can look at what a like couple feet is.
Yeah, but
that's a lie. There is a full version of squash.
If someone draws squash, you have to draw very, very, very good long grapple arms.
Can you see squash's elbows in the Wish We're Here art?
No, you can see a squash silhouette versus the silhouettes of all the other major NPCs. Major
that
NPCs
was an artistic in the interpretation of Squash's orangutan
they are
arms.
All artistic. You do not have gorilla arms.
Orangutan arms. Thank you very much.
You do not have long arms, you fuck.
All right, I'll stop being funny. Sorry, let me phrase that.
I mean, you can try.
Let me stop trying to be funny. Oh, fuck off.
You could try. You could run forward and try. You could see that she's slipping. You could run forward, but you will also have to make some acrobatics shit.
Give it to Damas.
All right. Did he do good? Did he do a good? Oh, he did a not so good. He did a 13. You see the rope slip, and she goes whoosh, crashing into the water.
No.
Ra will run across the water.
You could run down the wall and grab her rather than getting into the water, because I think getting into the water would probably be a bad thing.
Yeah, probably. Whatever I have to do. But I have to make it over there first. So that's why I was going to run
down
across the water. Oh, she's down at directly.
Yeah, so she's much, much closer to the original side because Damaz had the rope, so she would swing backwards and then begin to slip down.
Oh.
But go do that. That's good. Smart roll. Go.
Yeah,
you can
I'll
see where she's going, so you can maybe try and get ahead of it. I'm gonna say it's an athletics check just to like grab the rope just before she hits the water, and then I need to make a strength roll to see if you can hold her weight above the water while still running on the fucking wall.
Yes. I want to cast enlarge on Ral.
That's a good idea, actually.
Yes.
Gives him longer reach and makes him stronger. His carrying capacity is more than doubled and all that good stuff?
Yep. Okay. Go for it. Sure. Fuck yes. Let's do it.
All right. Like as Ral starts running, looking like he's going to try to help Demi, Squash real fucking quick starts muttering some incantations and chucks out a spell that causes Ral's body to contort and grow.
All right.
What is your normal strength, Ral?
My normal strength is 11 plus 0.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's fine. Everything doubles, right? That's what I'm reading.
Well,
yeah.
I get advantage.
Yeah, the target's size doubles in all dimensions. Its weight is multiplied by 8. The growth increases size by category. Advantage on strength checks and strength saving throws.
All right. Okay, then I guess you have advantage on your athletics check.
Okay, I'm going to do
basically
that.
Basically see if you can get there quick enough.
And then I am playing a claustrophobic character who just got very big in a small tunnel, so I'm going to, in an underground
You're
place.
In a big open cavern with a river of souls beneath you, my friend.
Which is why I'll wait until I do the thing that I'm focusing on until I make a save. Okay.
All right, go for it.
So which one was first? The
athletics check is basically to get there in time.
They're both a plus zero.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh.
Yeah. 19 to get there.
Yay! You get there in time. You're basically going to be able to grab the rope at about the right time before she hits the water. So I'm going to need you to make a strength check to basically take her weight, because it's also the force of being pulled down at the same time by gravity.
Ralph, how tall are you?
Tall.
How tall?
A lot, probably. It's like 7. They're tall. Dragon?
So you're tall. You're a tall boy.
14 feet. Nah, okay. If you'd been like 10 feet tall, you'd be 20 feet, so you could definitely like touch each side with your body.
No, he's not that big. No. Wow. He's pretty big.
I think your tabaxi is like 7 or 8 feet tall.
They're pretty close to the same, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
And strength. Oh.
I'm giving her one shot. See if she can save herself. Oh, shit. Demi has a fuck ton of shit.
Yeah?
Demi just starts chucking potions of cloud giant strength.
Nope. As she's falling and as Raoul is running towards her and throwing his arm out to basically catch the rope and catch her, you see her slip. And then you see a lot of magic start to begin to form around her. She realizes she's about to hit the water as she does Tides of Chaos.
Oh.
So she can roll that again.
Oh, no.
Yep, that comes with a... She grabs hold of Raoul's arm and you are able to basically lift her and take her back up to the other side. Now I need to go get the world magic surge.
Uh-oh.
Yep, this could be bad.
Flower petals, please. Flower petals.
My con save was a 13 for the underground thing, so I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. We survive. Would someone be kind enough to roll a D100?
Nope.
Some of these I will accept, some of them I won't, depending on what is doable in this world.
I will
Beard
roll
of feathers,
it for you,
please.
Since nobody has said anything.
Demi with a beard of feathers is a hilarious thing in my head.
That was a 3.
Okay. You see how as she's like standing up and she's kind of shaking, you see Damas like running over and wrapping his arms around. He's apologizing profusely in like fucking Orcish and she's like beating him off, like, get the fuck off me.
Nope. That's not how you say that. Are going through...
She's pushing him away as like he. Yeah, is that better?
Thank you, because you just said she's beating him off.
Yeah, I had that too, and I was just gonna, roll right past that one. she pushes him away frantically as he's trying to apologize, and you can see her eyes are shifting through colors just very slowly. And she looks at Laffian, and she looks at what's going around, and you realize that she's beginning to track those birds that are invisible. She can see invisible creatures for a minute.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And thank you, Wild Magic Surge.
Okay,
this is a good one. Wasn't a beat of feathers, but...
She wraps her arms around, like, she's pushing... Oh, what did you say the other phrase? As she's pushing Damaz away, she runs over, she gives Rao, like, a really big hug, just, like, really tight, and she's like, thank you. Okay, I can see them. This is great news. Okay. And she, like, shakes her hands out.
I could throw you across, probably.
Nope, it's okay. I'm going to burn the fuckers. Ready? Right, let's go. What? And she throws her hands forward because she can see them now. And she casts burning hands in like the thing. She does it in a way where she will try and not hit the people on the other side of the bridge.
Wait, is this legal?
Was this an option the whole time?
Yeah.
You know, that's fair. I hadn't even considered it. I would have just fucking nuked them myself.
We're all sitting here in video game world waiting for the option to burn the birds to pop up.
She has to cast it at a higher level.
I would assume so.
So she can have 2. And it's only a 15-foot cone. So she's casting it at a higher level using some spell sorcery bullshit. So she can do that. She throws her hands forward and you just hear the cries and shrieks of pain as these birds just go falling into the thing before. Now they're on fire. You can see like their charred, whatever it is, falling down. And Laffian, you can see that most of the birds are beginning to like flutter away as like Demi just takes a deep breath and tries this whole fucking walking on the beam thing again. what you guys want to do?
I'm kind of sad that the works. Birds okay, are dead. So I wanted to see what they would do.
Okay, so I can only really hold this for a few seconds, so we might want to like consider like getting a posse really quickly, and Helsif, I'm going to absolutely try and come back for you. This is going to be great and cool. Okay, and she's about halfway across when I need to make her save. Damaz is right behind her and holding onto the rope and holding onto the back of her fucking neck this time. He's like, nope.
And it's
she goes down, he goes down.
Ral's just,
hey, she did it. She got a nat 20 this time.
Oh.
She just needs the fire. That's the problem. She gets about halfway across and she's still doing okay, but the fire drops from her hands and you hear the remaining ravens, crows make the kind of now and also three, one after another. And you see the ravens just rushing at towards Damaz. Because fuck that guy. He dropped her. All right, Damaz. God damn it, Damaz, you fucking failure. You see, as he's gotten hold of the back of Demi's like neck, you can see some of the crows and the ravens just flying into him. And you see them just smack him in the side of the chest. And he lets go of her just at the right moment not to pull her down with him. And you see him just fall down.
Ral is clearly standing smash. Right behind him, right?
Yeah, whoever wishes to be on this chaos of a beam right now should be here.
I don't know about that.
Why not? You're huge.
Why is that a good thing? The beam probably only can handle so much weight.
No, I'm imagining Damaz is like barely on the beam and he's got his hand stretched out to hold onto Demi. Am I understanding that correctly?
He let go of her so that he wouldn't pull her down, but yes.
So Damaz wasn't really that far out on the beam. You are huge and you've got orangutan arms right now. You can probably catch him.
I mean, I'm basically staying back so that I could just help everyone if they fall. So yeah, I go last. Whoever is the last is I'm behind them, so.
Oh, shit. Okay. If Laffian, are you on this beam of death?
Do I have a choice?
It's entirely up to
you.
Helsif is still going to be on the other side with the rope, man. Yeah, Ral could throw you. He has extra strength now.
He is wicked tall.
Yeah, I guess I would wait for Ral to throw me then. I don't fancy getting pecked at by birds.
Elise is also opting for the to be thrown option. Helsif will be following up behind Damaz. So, in that case, Helsif will try and grab at him.
If I could just teleport, I just...
Yep, so says all of the teleporty people on your team. As you see Damaz slip, you just see Helsif just reach over with her like really beefy arms, just grab him by the back of the neck and just put him very carefully back on the beam. It's like he's a fucking kitten compared to her. And the two Bloodhorns very carefully make their way across the rest. Helsif is not attacked as she makes her way across. She's just very carefully taking her time because she's much bigger than the other two. And they all manage to make it across. Ral, you're going to be throwing Laffian and Elise.
This is a bad idea. I was expecting everyone to turn this down every time.
Oh no, Elise is into this shit, man.
I mean, you guys know my strength, so...
Mm-hmm.
It is an advantage, but it is.
As you begin to contemplate throwing your companions, Elise moves her hands in into a rhythm, and you can just feel magic beginning to grow around the rhythm that she creates as the bells around her wrists, around her ankles begin to chime, and you have bardic inspiration.
Oh.
Hey, V.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Just in case, Laffian reaches into his bag of holding and he pulls out the ice pick.
Perfect.
If I'm going to smash into the wall or fall down the cliff, I'm just going to try to catch myself with that. It's magic. It gives me advantage if I have to.
Cover your eyes. Okay. You don't want birds in there.
No, I don't want birds anywhere near me, Roll. Please just throw me and don't miss.
No, I'm going to throw you, but I can't see the birds, so you might like run into them in the air. So like put your hands over you.
Okay.
I'm going to throw you across, but I don't know if you're going to hit some birds. So.
Is this like a water slide? Do I need to cross my arms and cross my legs?
All right, Ralph.
I don't know. Just here you
make
go.
Make your roll. You're with advantage because you have squashes enlarge on you.
14.
14.
Pretty sure that needs that bardic inspiration, doesn't it?
Yes, oh, it does.
Okay. Is that a D4?
No, hers is a D6, if I remember correctly, and the minimum you can get is a 1. So you managed to throw Laffian across the thing, and it's touch and go there for a minute, Laffian, as you hear a collective, like, from the other side. You hear lots of, like, feet running over in your general direction, and as you kind of land on the edge, you feel like Helse's very strong arms, hands just, like, clamp on your shoulder and, like, pull you back.
Thanks.
And you're fine.
Did you hit the bird?
No, but I think I shot myself.
He did not hit a bird.
Thanks for that, Roll.
That wasn't my fault. Control yourself.
All right. Elise is up next. Let's do it.
Control yourself.
Elise looks at Laffian, who just made it. She looks back at Ral, looks back at Laffian, who just made it. And she does a very similar, if not a more inspiring, kind of half dance than she did before. So you have another one.
Okay.
She doesn't have many of those left, but she has.
Okay.
She gives you one more.
Okay. Here you go.
You're the worst.
Why didn't we just get
it, my friend?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. I'm going to use an inspiration, probably.
Okay. That's a wise idea.
Why didn't we just do this to Helsif? We should have just made Helsif fig.
It's not great. It's a 9.
Oh,
you might want to roll that inspiration. Just in case.
12.
No, it's not a...
It's a D6.
It's not a D4, Ral. It's not a D4. Oh. It's a 6.
12.
Okay.
What are these rolls, bro?
What are these rolls we're doing?
Something I can do.
It's not that difficult to get across.
We designed this to get all these bad rolls out of my system before we got
You're
to
welcome.
Dacian.
As you see Elise just go flying through the air and massively miss.
V?
Yes?
I have an idea.
Okay, hit me.
Well, that's the thing, is I am going to hit you.
Okay, you can try. Okay.
No, that's literally my plan, is I have an ability called Psychic Hammer, where if it hits, I can knock somebody in a direction 10 feet of my choice.
Okay.
I would like to use my psychic abilities to hit Elise and knock her across the rest of the way.
Punt her up and over.
I'm going to punt her midair the rest of the way.
I will allow it.
This is the best thing I can do.
So fucking stupid. I will allow it. Yes. As you begin to see her like dip halfway down, you're like, no. And you just see her, like, fly up again. She looks very confused and not knowing what the fuck is going on. And she kind of lands, like, in a heap on the other side. Like, Helsif goes out to reach for her, but doesn't quite catch her in time. She just lands squarely on her butt, bouncing a few times in front of Zoltana. And she just looks up at Zoltana and is like, hey, ow.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Ow.
Sorry, I panicked.
She puts her hand up and, like, uses you to pull herself up.
This is the best I could think of in the moment.
Sorry, I'm not very strong.
We're here for Tuck, and we're here for Claws, and we're here for our other friend, who totally has a name. It's all good. It's fine.
Didn't think I'd be playing golf with a dwarf.
Let's never do that again, Laffian. Never use that phrase again, please.
Bowling? Croquet?
No, let's just
Let's just not. Can we just forget this ever happened? I would appreciate that.
We omit that from the storytelling.
Yes. Not my most graceful hour. But thank you for saving my life. It's okay, Ral. I don't blame you. Like shouting across the river.
You might want to get yourself across now, Ral.
Yeah. I'm coming. And Ral just tries to get across.
You just run across the beam.
I need you just to make a... Yeah. Like I still want you to make an acrobatics roll. Like, you should be fine.
Should. Just like the rest of us should have been fine.
15.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you're fine. That's literally all you needed. I think.
Just barely.
Yes, you're across. It's totally fine. Hey, everyone. It's V here. Just want to say thank you for listening to today's episode. It was a ride. The last few episodes have been intense. It doesn't get any easier. I'm sorry. I want to say thank you to Jay for voicing Emil, as always. Thank you so much, my dude. Also, go check out Jay's short film, Betrayed. If you search online at Jay Shiri on Twitter, you'll find links to Betrayed. It's really good. It's winning a lot of awards. And I just want to shout my butt out because he does such a great job as Emil here. And he also has his own stuff. So yeah, go do that. I want to say also, if you're looking for stuff to do online, a beautiful segue into checkoutthelockydie.com. That has a load of information about us, about the cast, about the characters, about the NPCs, about all the homebrew classes. There's a map and a not quite up-to-date timeline and a not quite up-to-date map, which I promise I will be sorting out fairly soon. So yeah, go check that out. There's lots of cool and interesting stuff on there. And if you have any ideas about what are sort of things you want to see on there, I'll see what I can do and put them up. I want to say a huge thank you to the patrons who help us to pay for everything, including the website and the voice actors we have. So I want to say thank you to some of our newer patrons, Jared, CookieFace127, Matt Christensen, and ShadowPlays. Hopefully I've gotten everybody correctly pronounced there. If not, I'm so sorry. If you're looking for something to put in your ears until the next episode of TLD or Four Top Threes or Counterbalance, go check out Dum Dums and Dragons, and that's an ad you're about to hear now. Bye!
Dum Dums and Dice would like to invite you to check out their flagship podcast, Dum Dums and Dragons. It's a show where improvisers who've never roleplayed before journey into the world of Dungeons and Dragons. Through their first season, these heroes experience the minds of Phandelver. But starting in season two, they step into a world of fully original adventures through five more seasons and beyond!
A lot of you goblins here, obviously, you've had just a hell of a time. I mean, Grohl, what a dick, right?
Oh yeah, he's a dick.
Yeah, so...
He's no king.
Don't you want to, like, get yours? Don't you want to, like, get him back?
Yes.
With our help?
Possibly.
What if we make a cake that fits two goblins in it?
Bake us into a cake?
No. We'll bake the cake with a door, and then we'll put you in, and we'll put more stuff there with, like, air holes, and we'll icing it up, so that once you go into the room, and he's like, oh, this is a nice cake, you can be like, get him! And then two of you can pop out and shoot him with crossbows.
Yeah, can we make as many spare cakes as possible just in case any of the cakes doesn't succeed at killing him?
Quinny.
So if the crossbow misses him, we got another cake. He can be like, oh, a few.
Quinny flips a table.
For the record also, if a goblin could fit in the cake, Quinny could fit in the cake.
Yeah, no, but
Quinny's good at shooting things.
No, but Quinny doesn't have that, like, gut hate. Like, you need people who are fighting for something.
Oh, I'm working up to the gut hate.
Yeah, but Quinny might shoot us. So we want to focus on
the goblins are more trustworthy than Quinny now.
Listen, we've got a great baking team. Our stew's ready. I think we could build a giant cake.
Roll me a charisma check.
That's a 9.
They don't think they can build a bigger cake. They've gone through most of the flour.
Well, let's find out, because I'm the nice guy. The Warlord's the scary guy.
Maybe I should put a little pepper in there.
He says, yeah. Let's find out.
Throw some come-ons. He rolled a 1.
Dum-dums and dragons. Check it out now.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.